but she didn't take that very good. Like, I don't think anybody would. So that was not good. But we ended up having, like, a rendezvous with her, like, the next day. So, I don't know. It just kind of works out. I mean, I guess it's, like, good to be bold. Like, I don't know. It was good. So then Friday, it's pretty good. We did. We went to the sector, had a rendezvous with Frere Chris, the church. Had like an awesome lesson with him. Like, his spirit was super strong. It was awesome. Like, we've been like really seeing like him change. Like, he's like that dude who like says he's his own church and stuff, and like is like a prophet, I guess. Like, he's saying he's a prophet and stuff. And, like, all right, yeah, I'll come once I'm done recording. And then, so then we, like, what was it? Oh, yeah, so then, like, he's, like, said he's had, like, one time when we were teaching him, he's like, oh, like, this morning I had a dream about you, Elder LeBaron, that, like, you were gonna come and teach me and give me the good word. Like, dude, I don't even know, this guy's a nut job. But, like, he's actually been, like, changing. Like, he's, like, I don't know, like, he's really interested in our church and stuff, and so I think we have a good possibility of actually baptizing, which would be really cool. So we'll see what goes on with him, but, so then, after teaching him, we then went, and taught, that's, like, been, that, like, he's been living with, because, like, he just kind of goes around and just lives with random families. He doesn't have, like, a place that he actually lives at. And it's, like, he just... His cause is, like, he's a religious man, and so they just let him stay at his house. I don't even know. It's the weirdest thing, the weirdest way to live. I don't understand it. But, yeah. So then... then we had, like, a lesson with, like, the family that, like, he was staying with and stuff. And, like, we were teaching them, and then... we went and found that lady that my comp was, like, saying, like, our church is, like, the only true church and stuff. And then we went to, so we were, like, just chilling there with her. And, like, she still was, like, we, like, explained to her, like, how, like, we taught her about, like, when Christ came on the earth and, like, how he established his church and, like, the apostasy and stuff, but, like, she still was, like, dead set on her church. But I don't know. We'll see. She'll probably loosen up, I think, if we just keep teaching her. And then we went to a member's house for dinner over there, so that was nice. And then, let's see. So then after that, so then Sunday. Oh, wait, no. Saturday, I, like, forgot to write my journal, and, like, I seriously, like, don't even remember what the heck we did on Saturday. Like, we didn't have a baptism. I don't even remember what we did Saturday, to be honest. I think we went and taught Family Brew, and, like, because we've been preparing them for their wedding, which is the 29th of March. Yeah, so they're gonna get married then, and then the next, like, the Saturday, like, the, that, like, Saturday after, because that's, like, a Thursday, and I think it's, like, the 1st of, like, April or something, they're gonna get baptized and stuff. So that's super awesome. So we've just been, like, going and, like, just seeing them, making sure that, like, they're staying spiritually edified and stuff, and so that's been good. So we went and, like, taught them Saturday, and then also there was these other elders at Jean-Philly that, like, I guess the power was out at their church, and so, like, the water didn't work for the font, so they came and used our font, so we went and, like, helped them out a little bit, and then, like, we were teaching Family Brew while they were, like, doing that. I can't remember who else we taught that day. All I remember is, like, we went and taught Family Brew. But, yeah, so that was Saturday. And then Sunday was super awesome. So I had, we had, like, a conference. It was, like, our church, we had, like, it wasn't, like, state conference, it was, like, just, like, church conference. I don't know what the heck it is. But, yeah, so then
we had that, and like I had to give a talk in church, so that was cool. And after church, we went to Benny Coso to visit this family Vandy, who's like they're a member. It's like they're just like a young couple. Like the dude like served his mission in Nigeria, and like is from Sierra Leone, so he speaks English. Like I was talking with him for a while, like he was telling me about like his. He served a mission in Nigeria, and then after his mission, he came here to Ivory Coast, like, got married to, like, a French lady, and then, like, learned French and stuff, and, like, got a job here, and he was, like, telling me about his job and stuff, and, like, was basically, like, trying to get me to, like, partner with him, like, after his mission. Oh, man, dude, I was like, what the heck, like, I don't even understand the guy. Like, he was, like, so he, like, sells cars or something. Like, he imports cars here or something. And then he was saying how, like, he wants to do, like, something where, like, at BYU, like, the students, like, come here to Africa to, like, do biology stuff and, like, study animals. I'm like, yeah, good luck with that, dude. I was, like, talking to him. I'm like, yeah, maybe, like, once I'm done with my mission. Oh, man, it was a crack up. I was like, what the heck, man? But, yeah. So we like went to their house and stuff, and like they made us some dinner, which was super nice. But the thing that was like super frustrating is like, it's like I guess they've been having like problems with their marriage and stuff, and my comp like really likes counseling people, which is like so not what we're supposed to do. And so we literally just spent like a whole day at their house, and we're just like talking about their marriage and stuff. I'm like, dude, this is not right. Like, they need to be talking to their bishop about this. So I'm like, I don't even know what the heck to do about that. If we ever go to their house again, I'm gonna be like, comp, like, at Lukombe. We can't be going there. We're doing that. But, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if we're gonna go to their house again. We'll see what happens with that. But, oh yeah. And then, like, we haven't had water for, like, all week. It's like we just had to, like, buy water. And then we ran out of water, like, on Sunday, so we had to, like, break the Sabbath and, like, go buy water, so, yeah, that was not good, but it's all good. But, yeah, so that was Sunday, and I forgot to, like, record yesterday, so that's what I'm, like, recording today. This morning we went and played soccer at Grand Bassam, like, as our zone. So that was super fun. I got to see, like, some of my buddies, like, Elder Upa, the Tahitian, Elder Conan, my MT, and then Elder Anderson, he's one of, like, the Americans that came with, like, Elder Sorensen and Reynolds. Like, he's in our zone. Like, he's in the same apartment as our zone leader, so that was super cool. So I got to talk with him and stuff, so that was super cool. But yeah, that was, like, basically it for the week. Sorry, this is, like, a short recording. I just, like, I'm trying to make it quick because I got to, like, go get ready. Hopefully we'll go to the cyber and I can send these recordings to you guys because there's, like, so many. Like, I have, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, like 6 recordings to send. So hopefully I can, like, get the time to do this. Hopefully... I'm praying I can send these recordings. But yeah, everything's good here. My health is great. Everything's great, man. Just missing Jocelyn. Yeah, love you guys tons. Hopefully you guys had an amazing week. And I can't wait to talk to you guys. Love you guys.